With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Amid constantly changing closure dates for a power plant majority owned by out-of-state companies, a town that found success through coal is coming to terms with the plant's partial retirement. Yellowstone Public Radio News spent a day in Colstrip in southeast Montana to talk with some of the people who live and work in the community. At a restaurant in Colstrip, waitress Keila Campbell cycles between serving after-lunch stragglers and manning the cash register. Campbell's mother owns Rizzo's. It's a popular lunch spot for power plant and Rosebud mine management. Campbell says she picks up information here and there.
I overhear certain conversations, you know, being a waitress. It's not really intended, but it happens. So it's just like, oh, lots of new faces and lots of changes, so.
Lack of communication, changing closure dates, and legislative pushes to keep the power plant open have all left Colstrip in a state of uncertainty. But Campbell says it's finally real for her.
I think it's gonna happen. But they've been saying it on and off for so many years.
Community members seem to know something is happening. They're not exactly sure what or when. This summer, the owners of Units 1 and 2 announced they would retire the two units by the end of the year. Recently, they moved the closure date to January. Then, last week, a 15% owner of Units 3 and 4 announced it would pull financial backing by 2025 instead of 2027, which itself was 7 to 9 years ahead of previous estimates. It's the most recent in a string of announcements indicating earlier-than-expected closures. Inside his office at Colstrip High School, Superintendent Bob Lewandowski is about to head to a meeting about the gym's new bleachers. Lewandowski is busy. He's also proud. He talks about the district's solid infrastructure, great staff, and resilient student body. He says enrollment rose nearly 8% this year.
I think there's a lot of good things here, but the media that speculates outside of here hurts our school, hurts our community.
Previous reporting from news outlets show about a third of roughly 330 Colstrip Power Plant employees work at the two units slated for closure in January. Earlier this year, the owner of two Wyoming-based coal mines went bankrupt, leaving about 600 people out of work and without expected pensions. But Lewandowski says when it comes to the future of Colstrip's power plant, it's all speculation.
And that's the way I look at that until I know more, until I see some things happen here. We're just prepared if we need to be.
Meanwhile, he says it's business as usual for the school district, but talk outside the community has made it challenging for the school in other ways.
We want to hire good people, but it's hard to hire those people, the very, very best. If someone's out saying, well, I don't know, you know, one and two, they're set for to be decommissioned in January. Oh, no, now one and two's not going to be decommissioned in January. The people working there will probably be working there till June. And those types of things go on and on.
Outside in the main office, our teacher Karen Briggs grabs candy from a painted pumpkin and talks with an administrative assistant. Karen Briggs has been in town for almost 14 years. Her husband teaches at a nearby college. Briggs says as a homeowner, she's a little concerned about housing prices, but she's close enough to retirement that she doesn't imagine having to move.
Personally, we would probably be okay, but it just would be sad to be, you know, not in a thriving community. It's very thriving right now, so.
Colstrip's roughly 2,400 residents are more than 20 miles off the two main highways that run parallel to them. And the town boasts a senior center, several parks, a golf course, a public pool, and a number of community events, including fitness classes for adults. Some of the power plant owners have put money forward to help transition the community out of the announced closures. A Colstrip committee is determining where $10 million from part owner Puget Sound Energy will go. The Avista Corporation, the utility that recently announced it's withdrawing financially by 2025, is providing $3 million in community transition funds as part of a settlement agreement in Washington State. A few blocks over, Kelly Hurt fills his truck at the town pump. Hurt grew up in Colstrip and now works in maintenance for the city. Over a gasoline nozzle, he talks about the revenue the state and city have collected on coal taxes and how the city might make up the difference if coal goes.
There's a lot of variables and what's going to happen, I guess. I'm a little scared, a little concerned, a little bit hopeful. Maybe things can change. Maybe it's not totally too late, but in my opinion, it's fairly said and done, it seems, at least.
According to Talon Communications Manager Taryn Williams, Units 1 and 2 are set to retire in January, but the process may stretch into the middle of 2020. She writes that an unspecified number of staff at Units 1 and 2 may be reassigned to Units 3 and 4. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.